Yo, 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 this, that, and those listeners, what's going on, guys? So, I am not gonna lie to you, I'm furious. I just recorded a 30-minute podcast, and it's gone. So I'm restarting. Look at me, restarting. Here I go. So... today, at least it's like, man, it's a nice night tonight. I should be doing something, but instead, I'm making a podcast that hopefully 30 people listen to. So, I have been running a lot lately, and running's fucking hard. I played football from 7th grade to 12th grade, so... it was never really, like, an issue, but, man, it is hard. I tore my ACL my junior year in high school, so that's, like, one of the reasons, because it's never, I mean, it's never been the same, which is also weird, because it's been raining a lot lately, and I noticed that my knee hurts more, which... I'd be curious to find out if anybody's torn like a ligament, like a knee or shoulder maybe, if you feel the same way. Like, I don't know if it's something with the low pressure, but anytime it gets real cold or if it's going to rain or snow, if I'm really paying attention, I could tell because my knee hurts. So like if the weatherman says it might rain, and if I'm really paying attention, I could probably tell if it was really gonna rain or not. It's super weird. I would be, yeah. Let me know if anybody else is like that, too. That'd be cool. So I'm not just like a freaking X-Men by myself. But yeah, running. It's hard, man. Especially, I really, really like running up hills. I don't run downhills just because it's not good for your knees, especially if you have bad knees. It's awful for you. Just like the pressure. Plus, I'm 230 pounds right now, so that coming down on a knee is no bueno. But yeah, I'm really having a fun time running. I quit my gym too, so. I'm not really doing too much weights. I've been going to my grandma's house a little bit. Just, they got some dumbbells. Really, all you need to, like, do, like, have a decent workout, they have it there. But, I'm a pampered baby, so, her dumbbells sometimes are not good enough for me. But anyway, I've been running, and... it's difficult, and it's fun because it's difficult, and I really like hiking, too. I like being out in the woods. I like running up a hill or climbing over a rock, climbing up a rock, just doing weird shit. I like being outside. People go outside. Remember, at least when I was younger, I grew up, I'm 23, so I don't know if it was like the age, like the group of kids after me or the year after that, but people just don't go outside anymore, man. At least like when I was young, I'm blessed to have grown up the way I did. It's not like the people that are older than me that just had complete freedom, but I also had some freedom, and it wasn't like a weird world that it is now where you have to watch your kids 24/7 and know exactly where they're at all moments of the day. It was, okay, he's out with his friends, he'll be home later. And it was, I didn't even have a phone. I didn't have a phone till 7th grade, or not even 7th, 9th grade, and even then I had a flip phone. I only have an iPhone 5 right now, but I just upgraded, a year ago in September is when I got my smartphone. So congrats, John, you're late. anyway. But yeah, when I was younger, it would be like, oh, what's up? You want to go outside and play? Or like, you guys want to come out and we'll like do something, we'll play a game. And my one buddy, he was like my boy. He would always have PSR, which fucking sucked. So if your kid has PSR, their childhood is not going to be as fun. Oh well. We would always go to, it's called the Grove. And it's Walter's Grove. It's in Parma. It used to be a pond, actually. Or like a pond. And they drained it. And so now it's like it's a park. So we would go down there and play Manhunt. And if you don't know what Manhunt is, or if you call it something different, it's like two teams of tag. And we'd be like, there's like there's two captains, and then they draft their teams, right? And you play basically tag on teams. The first team goes and hides. They get like a couple minutes to go hide. And then the other team comes, they find them. If you get tagged, you have to go to the jail. If your guy, like one of your teammates, comes and tags the people that are in jail, they get to get out. And there would be like people guarding the jail, so it was hard. Especially sometimes. Huh. I'm sorry, it's late. It's 9:30. but there would be we'd have like team like 10 on 10. Like teams of 10 people. That's crazy. 20 little kids getting together and playing a game organized. Think about that now. That would never happen. Not for a game. We were just, this was 20 kids that called each other and was like, let's go play. And everybody was like, all right, let's go. It's not like that anymore. Man, it really isn't like that. That's crazy. But we would do that, or my house, actually. We would do this shit called gun game. That's all we called it. Be like, you want to play guns? Before everybody got all sensitive. And we would do the same thing. You'd draft your team. You'd be like, all right, you take this guy, I'll take this guy. But the captains would get their guns first. And then the next guy would pick his gun. The next guy would pick his gun. The last guy would always take the bazooka, because that was like the worst gun. I don't know why. If you think about it, it would be a good gun to have. Especially in a gun game where you don't have to reload. You just shoot bazookas. I would always take... I had a Jurassic Park assault rifle. It had like the Jurassic Park stamp on it. And it was camo. And it had a scope and shit. And we would still like argue with each other. Which was funny. Because you didn't like get taken out of the game or anything. You just have to stop for like 5 seconds. But we'd still be like, you didn't shoot me, you didn't shoot me. And be like, dude, I shot you. And it would be like a big argument. Like, I shot John. I'd be like, no, he didn't. I ducked. So, yeah, it was fun. Like, yeah. Another thing I would do, though, is it would be like maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock. I would just be playing basketball in my grandma's driveway. Because we lived with her when I was younger. And, yeah, man, it was just great. Nowadays, I just said nowadays. But, like, my little cousin, he is, he's 16 now. And I would have to, like, bribe him to come out inside and just do something. That's, like, the age of the video games. Them and his little brother, who, 8, 9, the fidget spinner. Oh, the fidget spinner. Yikes. But, yeah, it's weird. Growing up then versus growing up now, I'm so happy for how it happened. What else happened when I was younger? Oh, so, we'd go to my great-grandma's, and it would be me, my Uncle Steve, my cousin Katie, and my cousin Sean, rest in peace. But we would, every Sunday, we'd go to grandma's and have, like, family dinner. And so, like, the kids, we would go into the basement, and we'd, this is in, like, the winter when we couldn't go in the pool, we would play Marco Polo. Which, the basement, by the way, was kind of weird because it was, like, two sections. One section was, like, a laundry room, and the other section was, like, a chalkboard and, like, a table. But we just had the blast anyway. But we would turn the lights off and play fucking Marco Polo. And the one time, so I was chubby AF. And we're playing Marco Polo, and my cousin Sean is chasing me through the, and like, we, I know that, so the bathroom and the playroom were pretty much connected except like a wall of like just shit basically. So like, and part of this shit was these discs that they weren't VHS. It looked like a record, but it was actually like a movie. I forget what these things are called. It's like a laser disc or something. Wow. And so he's chasing me, and I try to jump this box. There's like two or three. I try jumping this box of these fucking movies, and I clip and just eat it. I just ate shit. And that was the end of Marco Polo in the dark in grandma's basement. Because little fat John could not jump over the laser discs. If... Another thing, too, this is actually, like, a weird subject. I mean, it's not, but it's, like, suicide. My cousin Sean was, I'm not gonna get into it, but he was one of my best friends. So, and, like, yeah, for real, one of my best friends, that's really all I gotta say for this, at least. But if, like, anybody has any kind of, like, issues, like, with suicide or whatever, if it would help me out, if it would help you guys out, if I talked about it, I would do it for you guys. So, I mean, just let me know. It's something that is, like, close to my heart, so I'm not gonna do it just to do it, but if it would help people out, I would definitely talk about it. So, yeah, man, I, also when I was growing up, so, like, third grade, I think it was, like, Ms. Dirk's class, shout out Ms. Dirk, she was awful, she was so mean, but so she had, like, it was either the pencil sharpener, yeah, it was the pencil sharpener slash, there was, like, a little box of pencils if you didn't have a pencil, so she had all these pencils up there. So what we would do is we would pass notes, but we would go up to the pencil sharpener, sharpen our pencils, and put the note in the basket. So it would be like, do you like me? Circle yes or no. And then I'll put it in the thing. And then it didn't matter what girl it was, because I knew they were circling yes. I was a little chubby stud muffin. Emphasis on the muffin. Anyway... So then they would circle yes, obviously, right? Pass it back. I'll go back up, get the note. And then I would be like, do you want to go out? And then they would always circle yes again. Except for there was this one girl that I liked so much in elementary school. Her name was Lily. Dude, and she would just never talk to me. Fucking Lily. Oh man. Anyway, so then you would date the girl for like a couple weeks, and then they'd get another boyfriend. You'd be heartbroken for like 4 hours, and then the next day you had a new girlfriend, right? What else happened? Oh, okay. Fast forward sixth grade. Me and this is sixth grade, Mr. Open Cars class. Me and my buddy Luke. We this was like the worst class I was ever in because we were just troublemakers. It was like me, Luke, I think my boy Oscar. We had a couple people, but we were just bad kids. Not bad, but we just did stupid shit. And apologize if I apologize. This fucking app is fucking up a lot. Podbean, get your shit together. Anyway, so Mr. Open Car, he's like, I don't want any funny business. He's like, I'm just going to show you a glimpse of like a test or something. He's like, drive by. And me and Luke both go, like a gun drive by. And he goes, I said, no funny business. Get out. So he puts him on, like, there's two doors for like, it was the trailers, like sixth grade. You went to the trailers. One door was for the back of it, like emergency exit. And the other one was like to connect to the other trailers. So one of us had to go out the back. One of us had to go out the front. And we had to go stand outside. And it was winter. And we have our coats on and shit. And a fucking snowball comes from the other side of the trailer. So we're outside getting punished. And we're just launching snowballs to each other. Man, that was fun. Sixth grade was fun. Also, on my birthday, I remember this too, because this was embarrassing. We're standing in line to go back to class after recess, and it's my birthday, and the teacher goes, Mr. Opelkar goes, John, it's your birthday, go long. So I take off on a sprint. I do a streak. He launches his ball. I fall on cement and just... I got up like nothing happened. My hands are all cut up. My knees all busted. Just played it off like it was cool. Like I just did it on purpose. I start laughing. Also, sixth grade. Not one of my finer moments, but I had like long hair. And yeah, I had hair. And like my hair kind of curled at the bottom. And So it curled at the bottom, and then I may or may not have had highlights, but that's neither here nor there. So yeah, there's that. Seventh grade, what happened? So my first heartbreak was in seventh grade. Yeah. if anybody knows me in seventh grade or middle school / elementary school, you guys know that I dated Nikki. Oh, Nikki. She broke my heart. Let me tell you guys about this. So, I don't know how we start dating. But, she, she's like, yeah, John, so, we're like talking through instant messenger. Like, ding, 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 ding. She's, and like one of the instant messages was like yeah, I'm going to hang out with like my friends and like these guys. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, go do your thing, girl. And so she she calls me on the house phone, of course, and is like, yeah, it was awesome. We all just went to the park and, like, we all laid down on the slide at night. It was just really cool. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, played it off like nothing was wrong. Inside my head, I'm like, why wouldn't she lay down on the slide with me? Why, that's not fair. Life's not fair. And so, that was when I first got my heart broken. She broke up with me, or I broke up with her. She probably broke up with me, because I'm a forgiving guy. You can stab me in the back, and I'll forgive you. One of my downfalls. It's probably everybody's downfall. I feel like a lot of people are like that, with certain people. If she, I mean, if somebody did that now, I'd be like, get the fuck out of my face. But, back then, 7th grade. For real, 7th grade, you think I'm going to get upset in 7th grade? Yeah, I was upset. I was torn. My heart was, like, ripped out of my chest, stomped on, just really, really brutal. It just really hurt. Oh. but, yeah, I got over it. Or did I? Just kidding. No, I got over it. Yeah, 7th grade, that was fun. 9th grade was fun. If you guys want to hear more about my childhood, let me know. If not, tweet me, John, we don't want to hear about your childhood anymore. I just want you guys to know, if this one doesn't record, I'm going to bust in the worst way possible. For real. Actually, you probably won't hear this if it doesn't record, so you wouldn't never know. Except when I record the next one, I'm even more pissed off. That would be awful. You guys would be super, super scared of me. Other news? Oh, before I get to the other news. So I don't really like, I don't have this stuff like scripted out, but I, like lately I've been writing down like notes of different topics and I just skipped over one. So if you ever hear me say like, oh yeah, so this, and then I change it, it's just because I skipped over something that I wanted to talk about. I got fear of failure. So you've heard me talk about this before, if you listen. I'm scared as hell to fail at life or fail at something. And I feel like I kind of like nailed it down. It's because I don't want to let my family down. Not even so much of me get let down. I don't mind. I mean, obviously, I don't want to let myself down because I know what I'm capable of when I... I don't know, it paused, but it's weird, like, I just really don't want to let my family down, especially, like, my Uncle Steve. My Uncle Steve is more like my brother. I told you guys that my mom had me when she was 16, and he's her little brother, so the difference, I mean, the age difference isn't, it's not much at all. So, I've always looked up to him, my Uncle Joe. I'm really close with. This thing pauses all the time. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to email Podbean after this. But, oh well. So yeah. I'm really close with like my mom's side of the family anyway. I don't even know where it paused. This thing's being real weird. But, so. Yeah, I'm close with my mom's side of the family. Like, my uncles, my grandpa, everybody like that. My grandma, she's the best woman in the world. If you guys want, I'll try to get her on. I'm going to put a Twitter poll up if you're listening to this. I'm going to put a Twitter poll up and just vote yes. And if we get enough people that want to hear her vote or hear her on here, I can almost guarantee you she'll do it. And she has some crazy stories. So my Uncle Steve, he's like my big brother. And letting him down would kind of crush me. He's the guy in my family that when he asks, oh, so what's going on? Like, what's different? And I don't have anything to say. I just feel like, ugh, I got nothing. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. You guys have those family gatherings where your aunts and uncles that you only see twice a year are like, I have this too. They're like, oh, well, what's different or what's going on in your life? And you're just like, nothing. And it sucks until you go home and you're just like, yeah, well, I only see them a couple times a year. My family used to be way closer than we are now, which kind of is depressing. Like, every Saturday night we would have like, we would have like a party at my grandma's house, and it was always a blast. If, like I said, if you guys want to hear more about that, or like, if you guys want to hear more about that kind of stuff, let me know, and I will definitely give it to you. Because that's what I do. I give the people what they want to hear. You know what I think is causing the pausing of this is, it might be when I get really loud. That might be what it is. I don't know, though. Maybe if I move this microphone down. Apologies if you heard that. But maybe that's what it is. UFC news. UFC/boxing news. So, Paulie Malignaggi was working. He's like a boxing guy, but he was working with Conor McGregor to help Conor with the Floyd fight, like sparring, practice, telling him stuff to do, stuff he could get away with, things of that nature. Well, one of Conor's guys posted on Twitter or Instagram or something, posted a picture of Conor standing over Paulie, kind of like triumphantly, like flexing his nuts, and Paulie's on the ground, like holding onto the rope, with the quote, "There's no conspiracy, there's no Photoshop, just pure unadulterated power." And so it looked like Conor like knocked him down in sparring, right? Well, Paulie claims that it's a pushdown, and he told Conor post the rounds 1 through 12, the full rounds 1 through 12, unedited. And he's pissed off, which makes sense, right? He came to help Conor out. If you guys hear anything in this background, by the way, it's either my dog snoring or the wind, because I have all the windows open because it's beautiful out. But he's like, he's pissed. He came to help out, and Conor's making him look like a fool, which is really not fair. I'm a Conor fan, and this is not, I mean, it's just weird. It's like, you want Conor to knock the guy down in sparring, of course, but you want him to do it the right way. You don't want him to push him down and then take a picture making it look like he did something that he didn't. That's just not fair to Paulie. Paulie is a guy that's coming to try to help Conor. He said, "I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to give anything away from Conor. I'm not going to tell anybody any of his secrets, blah, blah, blah." He's like, I'm done with the camp. I don't want to do this anymore. He's like, you brought me in here to help you, and now you're trying to exploit me. And I mean, I get where he's coming from, right? So he quit Conor's camp, which you can't blame him. You really can't. Especially if you're a Paulie fan, which I become. But I got more Sarah Ha messages. The first one, "You love LaCroix," which is false. I do not love LaCroix. I did buy a LaCroix one time because it was like strawberry pineapple, and I was like, this sounds good. I'm going to try it. It wasn't that good. It tastes like tonic water with a splash of flavor. "Hey, John, these messages you're reading on your podcast seem that you're either cheating on your girl or made some girl psycho. All the negative shit just be coming from a girl. Heads up." That's not true. all the negative shit, like the bald jokes, "you suck," all that stuff, that's actually coming from a man named Dan Luke, who is a monster. He's a really big jerk. He is a monster. He's a mean person. So if you guys want Dan on here, you guys are going to have to at me, at @PapaThozeski, because he's just such a mean person that I don't want to take 30 to an hour of just a brutal beatdown of Dan Luke. He's a monster. But he also probably has some cool stories. He was in the Army, so he's traveled a lot, so he might have some dope stories that he could share. And, yeah, so there's that. "Your face sucks." All right, Dan, I'm assuming that's you. You're a jerk. Whatever. You guys are monsters. You are all monsters. "Sorry if I ever hurt your feelings." Okay, so I thought you guys were being nice. "I'm sorry if I ever hurt your feelings," followed by "I thought you already knew you sucked." Fucking assholes. That's probably the crazy girl. "If animals could talk, what one do you think would be the rudest?" Huh. What animal do I think would be the rudest? I have no idea. Holy shit. Can I get back to you on that one? I promise I will. I'll write a whole a whole podcast segment about it, which animals I think could be the rudest. That's what I'm going to do for that one. Off the top of my head, what one do I think would be a rude animal? I'm going to say peacock. But I want more time to think about it. I just think a peacock is just going to be a douche. A real freaking douche. More people coming on here. So I am going to post that Twitter poll about my grandma. Vote yes, and I promise she's going to have some story. If I'm going to try to get JT number one, that's my grandpa, to do it too. Mostly family, just because I know that they have crazy stories, especially grandma and grandpa. My grandpa grew up, he fucking hitchhiked across the country. He's a monster. My grandma hid carnies in her garage. So those are two fun facts about my grandparents. My Uncle Joe, that dude is a freaking character, so might have him on. And then Dan, I'm going to have that guy on. Sternick, you guys voted, and he was the fan favorite somehow. I don't know how. More with probably JC. More with yours truly. But if there's anybody that you guys think would want to come on, bring them on. Let them know. I'm gonna end this one just because this app's being weird tonight, so I gotta email them, see what's going on. And then I think the next one might be kinda just like my thoughts on I'm gonna leave it open. I don't know. There's a couple things going through my head, as always. And, guys, thank you for listening. Vote on my Twitter polls. Please vote on my Twitter polls so that I know what direction you guys want me to go in. If you guys have any suggestions of things you want me to talk about, let me know. If you guys want your Sarah Ha message to be read on the podcast, it's johnthozeski.saraha.com. Leave me an anonymous message or question. I'll answer it, talk about it, whatever. You guys know I'll read whatever you send. So don't be shy. Say hello. Keep listening. I love you. And as always, peace.